From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.
Football on Off the Ball.
He's a really interesting figure, I think. But as a footballer, he's incredibly clever and subtle and cunning.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It's full time here in Croke Park and Sarsfields at the AIB All-Ireland Senior Club Camogie Champions. An incredible achievement. It finished Sarsfields 117, Turraghclonlara 6 points. Sarsfields led by 8 points at the break. Siobhan McGrath scoring 1-4 in that first half, causing all sorts of problems. Turraghclonlara found it hard to break down the Sarsfields defence, who've been solid all day. And the well-deserved player of the match, Niamh McGrath, who was inspirational from midfield, controlling the game, setting up scores and scoring 6 points of her own. It's been a busy year for the new mum, just 10 months ago after having her baby boy. It's been a memorable day for the Galway champion Sarsfields, who are the 2024 All-Ireland champions. The full-time score, Sarsfields 117, Turraghclonlara 6 points. Niamh McGrath, congratulations. Another All-Ireland title. And a special one as well for yourself. Well done today. Are you able to sum it up for us?
Thanks, Aisling. It was absolutely amazing. Probably the most satisfying of the All-Irelands, to be fair, because the performance was for the full 60 minutes was kind of what we are as a team. So glad we kind of got finally to show that to the country and in Croke Park.
Yeah. Just talk to me a little bit about your own performance. 6 points yourself, you were unbelievable in midfield, and just your link-up play and the way you just spurred the whole team on as well.
Oh yeah, to be fair, like, I couldn't care if I didn't hit a ball as long as we won today, and I genuinely mean that. Like, I've been bad all year in other games, so it just looked at the draw. So, but just delighted I could contribute, and kind of everything kind of, you know, some days things click, so I was lucky that happened today, and just delighted to kind of be able to do that for the team, to be fair.
Oh, definitely clicked today. And tell me about your own story this year. Obviously the girls missed you last year.
Yeah.
You came back in after having your son 10 months ago.
Ruan was born on the 9th of February, actually. That was the first day the girls met as a group, so I was in hospital. But it was just kind of, I always wanted to come back anyway, and I was back then, and we had unfinished business, so I wasn't going to finish after I had Ruan, so I'll stay going as long as I can anyway. And it's the support of my mother and my partner Mike and everyone, really, because otherwise it wouldn't be possible, like, so just so grateful to them, really, to be honest.
And you had him here today? Yeah, was he out on the pitch?
Yeah, well, he was for a few photos. It's great to have him around. Like, not that he'll remember it, but we'll show him the photos in a few years. Yeah.
Oh, it'll be special for sure. And to have such a family environment, a family community with everybody involved with the team. I was just speaking to your dad, Michael, there. It must mean a lot to have all his creating this history together.
Yeah, it is, but like, to be fair, we know nothing else, and like, it's not just us, like, there's so many sisters, and we all are sisters. I know that's a cliche, but everyone's so close, we've grown up together, and we're just all the same, like, there's no difference between anyone. So it's nice that it's just a coincidence, to be honest, that there happens to be 6 of us that are girls, but like, we wouldn't be at Anthony Nelson's Sarsfield anyway. So
would you ever have imagined growing up that you'd have this success? Like, I was just asking your dad there, did he believe, like, underage, that you could go on and win Senior All-Irelands? And he said, I really did. He said, I would actually have been disappointed if they didn't win an All-Ireland. Like, he believed in you so much from underage.
Well, he's great faith, but like, to be fair, I thought we might win one or two, but I'd never see us winning 4. But it's the work on, it's tantamount to the work that's going underage, because like, I'm probably the eldest cohort of players, and then we've won everything underage. Say they won the minor A this year as well, so it's all those people that are doing all that work and bringing the girls through. Like, there's Cuiva Kelly's only 18, and she was unbelievable against Lochiel and again today, and all year really she's saving us, and there's so many 18-year-olds and coming through, so it's great.
and to have it with, I suppose, girls you grew up with as well, just to have that community. And as Mike was saying there, just like there's other people that he would have won All-Irelands with, everybody's involved, and there's daughters of, yeah, of men that would have won All-Irelands within the club. It's a great story.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's kind of representative of your Ireland, to be fair. Like, you know, sons and daughters, they all just kind of do what their parents did before them. So yeah, it's kind of a religion. We know nothing else in East Galway, so yeah, it's nice, but you kind of wouldn't be at anything else. But yeah, a few of us are involved since 2012 when we got to our first Galway senior final. We got bet by Clymer, but we've been in 10 finals altogether. So yeah, it's been a long one of a road, but yeah, I suppose it's just so special then when you win, because the celebrations are unbelievable afterwards. So yeah,
so it's all about the celebrations and Christmas now.
Yeah, Christmas 2 years ago was amazing, but then it hit us last year how depressing it is when you lose, like, so we'll savour it even more this year now.
Siobhan McGrath, congratulations. Another All-Ireland in your back pocket. Just sum it up, what it means to you and to be doing it with your club, Sarsfields.
Yeah, unbelievable. And I suppose it makes it a lot sweeter after losing here this time last year. I suppose we vowed in that dressing room afterwards that we'd try and get back here. And it's just surreal, I suppose. Our fourth one now since 2020. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. What a group of players. What a community. The families all come together. You know, it's made up of this team, and obviously your dad as well, Hopper McGrath, Michael Hopper McGrath on the sideline. To be doing it as a family is just incredible.
It is, like, in fairness, and I suppose we're just, it's not just us, like, there's so many different families involved, and I think, I suppose we're so close as a team, and it just makes it so, so special.
And is this one extra sweeter now after last year?
Definitely, yeah. Anytime you lose, you know, you've got that, I suppose, extra hunger in you. So we're just absolutely delighted, and look, we've always come back well after defeats, in fairness. Any All-Ireland we've lost, we've come back and won it the next time. So we're just delighted.
And you missed your sister Niamh last year. To have her out there this year, she's been instrumental, picking up player of the match today. And all after having her little baby boy.
That's it, like, you know, she only had Ruan. He's 10 months old, like, so it's mad to think, you know. And she was, I suppose she was so disappointed to be missing last year, you know. And my youngest sister, Leisha, as well, she came on there. She did a cruciate last year, so she wasn't togging either. So it's brilliant to have the six of us, I suppose, on there near the end.
And you'll enjoy this now, and just before Christmas, pretty nice.
It's unreal, like, you know, it's a lovely Christmas when you win. Last year it was fairly miserable, you know, over the Christmas. But yeah, we'll really, really enjoy this one now, definitely.
Michael Hopper McGrath, congratulations. You're still doing it. You're still winning All-Irelands in Croke Park. Just sum it up, what it means to you.
Unbelievable, Aisling. I suppose after losing last year, and look at Dixborough, probably the better team on the day, but another team after having three All-Irelands, they say, look at, we have our share got now. But they came back with renewed energy this year, like with a tough Galway championship, beat Athenry after extra time. Lochiel 9 points down after 17 minutes came back, you know, it's really sweet. And I suppose they give a, don't let anyone think the two weren't a good team. I saw them all through the Munster Championship. It's just today we overpowered them.
Just talk to me about the character of this team. Like you said there, some of those losses, and against Lochiel as well, to have to come back into the game like they did.
Yeah, well, there's one thing I'll never doubt is their character, and I probably repeat myself saying that, like, if we do get beaten, it won't be for they'll die with their boots on, like, because they just never know when they're beaten, to be honest with you. And like, they're a very close knit bunch. Like, we won our first county championship in October 2016, which is only 8 years ago, and in that time they've 8 senior championships and 8 of them turned into 4 All-Irelands and got beaten 4 more, like, so you know, that takes some doing, like, but they go again. I suppose they love Camogie and they love playing, and that's their outlet.
And what has it all meant to you to be doing this? You did it as a player. You know, you went on and won Club All-Irelands with Sarsfields, and here you are now as a manager, and you have your daughters on the team. What does it mean to you?
Look, you get great satisfaction from it, Aisling, especially when you see when I'd have been involved with them, maybe in the older crew when they were very underage, you know, and at the time we probably were junior at adult level and then come up to intermediate in 2010. Like, this isn't a thing that happened in the last 3 or 4 years. It probably happened 24 years ago. You know, it just proves, it's like anything in life, it doesn't happen, you know, it takes hard work and it takes time, and there's no quick fix, and it's just over time, and I suppose this is the fruits of it here today.
Did you always see it in them that they could do this? Like, when they were growing up and underage, could you see that they could go on and achieve All-Irelands?
Oh, before they ever won a county championship, I knew they'd win an All-Ireland at some stage. Now, I probably didn't know they'd win 4, but I definitely thought, put it this way, I would have been disappointed if they didn't win a Club All-Ireland at some stage. This, when these girls were, before that, an awful thing to say, before they had won a county championship. But they were kind of probably thinking that way themselves as well, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And look, they're a special bunch.
And you missed Niamh last year, and she's back in. inspirational in that midfield there today and many of the days for Sarsfield. She really is. 6 points today, and she knows well how to link up inside with Siobhan as well. And to have her little boy only 10 months ago, what a story, Hopper.
Look at Niamh as an athlete, and look at the amount of, look at, she's probably one of the best players in Ireland. You know, I know Galway set up, they don't seem to want her for the last 4 or 5 years. That's a different story. But look at what she's done for us, and, you know, led this team. And look at, she had an unreal performance all year for us, actually, not just today.
You think she's a bit underrated?
Well, she's not underrated around Sarsfields, no. Anyway.
She's not, that is for sure. And to have her son here today, I seen him out on the pitch with her. That's special now to have those memories.
Look at, in time to come, they will be, yeah. You know, it would be a small club, like, and everyone knows everyone else, like, and, you know, them kind of, them are the memories. That's what clubs are made of, like, and, you know, they probably saw it from back in the times, like, and it's the thing coming a different cycle now, so, yeah, great. Yeah.
Well, this is a special Christmas gift then.
That's for sure. We need no more gifts.
Good stuff, Michael. Thanks for your time.
When living with cancer, it's important to be informed and know what to expect. But finding the right information can feel overwhelming. That's why UnderstandCancerTogether.com is here to help. We've gathered practical information and resources based on where you are in your cancer journey so that you can focus on the important conversations and decisions of today. UnderstandCancerTogether.com, helping you navigate life with cancer one moment at a time.